Hello, hi, how are you? Hi. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. I am Charles. How are you? What have you done this week? Hope you're good. I am recording this on a Friday because this is the only time I will be able to do this. I have been complaining for days on end that I am tired, like so tired. Oh, let me adjust my headscarf. I am so tired that I don't know how to be tired anymore. I was so tired that I forgot that yesterday was Tuesday. I just wanted to say something quickly. Like, have you ever had people around you or people you know, maybe you've worked with them, maybe you see them on every day basis, like on a daily basis, and they will never, ever acknowledge you? Like, it is mad the way some people roll. The other day, I drove to the gym because I said to myself, I'm going to do a quick morning workout. So I was in the car. I don't know this person. I've never met them before. I parked my car. Of course, I was vlogging because I do this sometimes, right? I was vlogging for TikTok and Instagram, and I was vlogging for my YouTube as well. This guy, boy, actually, should I say a boy? He would be like maybe 19. He was staring at me. And I'm like, have you never seen a man before? Have you never seen a man before? Mind you, I'm not even dressed. I looked higgy and haggard. I looked raggedy. And he was staring at me. And I'm like, why are you staring at me like this? And then the other man came out with his wife and they were staring at me. And I'm like, this is the day of staring. I'm going on a tangent here, but I will still go on a tangent more. That's what we do sometimes. Today, what did I do today? My baby was like, let's go out since you are free today. Let's just go and do something. Of course, it's my birthday month, right? And he was like, let's go do some window shopping. I'm like, window shopping, I don't want to be going anywhere. I said, I'm not going to buy anything this year. I said it. That's how I went and used my hard-earned money the other time to order something from Coles. So we went today. Behold, I was shopping. I got some things, but it's my birthday things. Anyway, don't mind me. So that was what I did. And then we went to this place where they sell like vegetarian, vegan food. And we had some Thai curry or something. Is it red Thai curry? I'm not thinking straight. That's what we had, red Thai curry. It was really, really good. Delicious. I went into Zara. Nothing was there. It just feels like some of these stores always have different things in different of their different branches. I'm going to go to the Zara store in central London, maybe. That's what I would do. Because the things I want, I think that's where I'm going to find it. I don't know. And then I got something from Mango. That was literally my day. And I'm recording this. What time is it? What time is it? So it's 7:21, and I have to do this because I edit this myself. I do everything myself. I have been trying to get people to edit my YouTube videos. And I must confess, I have been so disappointed because most of the people that I have spoken to live in Nigeria, and I contacted two people who live in the UK, and they were like, oh, we won't be able to do it for you because we have a lot on our plate. Mainly, I'm looking for people in Africa. Somehow, I just don't know why, but I think I know why, but I don't know why. So I spoke to this guy. I sent an email detailing what I wanted, what I want. Everything I want was on this email. Why did this boy, when I was having the meeting with him online, he was now telling me, oh, this is this, this is this. I'm like, okay, where is this going? It ended up that he was like, this is how much you're going to pay me, but I want you to pay me upfront because of petrol, because of data, and all of these things. And I'm like, okay, this is the first time we are working. I don't know what your work looks like. You haven't given me any portfolio, nada, nothing. How am I going to know that you are going to provide the services, that you are going to be a better editor than I am? I'm not the best editor. I'm not great, but I edit okay. The YouTube vlogs that I have edited is good. It's just that it's too much doing all of these things, juggling everything. It's a lot. And when we finished, at a point in time, I said to him, it feels like you're not prepared. And then he said something about music, copyright music. I said, okay, that I don't have a problem with. I will just go back to the subscription that I have, and then I will start paying again, and I will give you the music. That's not the problem. I said to him that I'm going to think about it. He emailed me today. I said I will get back to you. I'm still thinking about it. Then the second girl, the second person is a girl, professional, sent me her portfolio. Everything looked amazing and standard. Why did we start having the meeting? Her network is bad. I couldn't hear what she was saying. At one point, she said to me, oh, something came up, and ended the call. I took the time off my busy schedule to arrange a meeting with you. And this is what you did. I emailed this to her and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. If you don't want to work with me anymore, I understand. But I just feel like it shows lack of professionalism. The other person wasn't prepared. She wasn't prepared. So I am still looking for an editor. That's by the by. That's what we do. Oh my God. Oh my God. My nephew said he knows someone that edits videos. I haven't heard from that boy pertaining anything that has to do with videos. But I have heard from him pertaining everything that has to do with everything. Anyway, let's get into today's topic. Let's get into it. This episode has to do with navigating visibility as a queer African and things like this, yada, 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 and all of them. You know, and I'm just going to say this. I thank you. Thank you for the people who listen to the podcast every week. I really, really do appreciate you. It means a lot. So how queer Africans navigate the tension between being visible and staying safe, both online and offline, generally, like someone like me that is out, that is on social media and things like this. Of course, I'm not in danger like I would be if I lived in somewhere like Nigeria or Ghana or Cameroon, or somewhere in Africa that is not South Africa and some other African countries where you can be queer and be gay in peace. Thank goodness, right? But that does not mean that you don't get threats every day. I get the most annoying and horrible threats. I don't know the best way to explain this. I don't care. I pay them dust. But the most annoying thing is they'll be like, come to Nigeria, share your location. The thing is, if I'm in Nigeria, some of these people I will never meet. I will never be in proximity to or with them. I will never be in proximity to them. Nothing. Our path will never ever cross. Some of these people are so miserable, frustrated, angry with their lives. And they come on social media just because of I'm visible on TikTok and on Instagram and on YouTube. You feel like you have the right to insult me. I had the most bizarre TikTok live yesterday with some Nigerian woman who said that she's Igbo. It started where she said, oh, don't be saying that you're from Njikoka, local government area of Anambra State, are disgracing us, yada, yada, yada. And then she went up to ask me some of the questions, it's not even one, a lot of questions that were very, very disrespectful. One thing with me is I will answer the questions, but I will read you for filth in a very sophisticated way. I was holding it back. I was holding back because she was wayward. She said she lived in Canada and she said she's lived in Canada for 12 years. How have you lived in Canada for 12 years? Went to school in Nigeria. And you're still moving mad. Some of you are just not okay. And I'm saying this to say that it can be really, really dangerous when you're visible because some of these people will just speak to you crazy. They insult you. I don't really reply to the messages. If you are not strong mentally and you do things like this, you are going to be going through ups and downs with people who are good for nothing. People who don't deserve you to speak to them. You know what I mean? People who do not deserve your energy. It does not make any sense at all. I just feel like some of our people don't respect boundaries, don't respect people. They are hypocritical. They are conniving. They are stupid, less than smart. And it is obvious to see with this woman. At a particular time, she was talking. Sophia was like, why are you even speaking to her? Are we going to be doing all of this nonsense every day? This is not okay. Just because of we are gay people, we are LGBTQIA+ individuals, does not give you the right to come to insult us. At the end of the day, we are humans. I'm just saying. So anyone that is visible on social media, you have to be careful. You have to be careful because some of these people are mad. They are. I was like, what the hell? And she was asking something about wearing diapers. They say pampers. Is it true that if a man is having penetrative sex, are they going to not be able to hold feces? My dear, you are just stupid. Go and learn. We are not Google. And this is the thing. I brought up the thing with trans women as well, because some of these people, the whole thing that is going on, like in the UK, in the UK with trans women and the whole transphobia all over the world and all of these things, doesn't sit right with me. I said to this woman, I said to her, people like you will have children tomorrow and you will be so mean to your child. You will traumatize your child. I'm just saying, visibility versus safety, the emotional and physical risk of being out in public. There is a lot of emotional risk, because sometimes when you are on the internet, not sometimes, if you are on the internet, people are going to speak crazy to you. I was saying this to my man today while we were driving up to the store to go and do our window shopping. I said to him that sometimes when people are famous, like say film actors, famous influencers, TV producers, newscasters and things like this, people feel like they are not humans. People are allowed to be angry and be angry at people. Being angry at a particular point in time or replying to you when you speak to them crazy does not make that person a bad person. Because some of you put all of these people on a pedestal. You feel like, oh, because this person is famous, you are just going to insult them and speak to them crazy or come into their space, maybe when they are shopping and trying to live their lives. You just feel like, oh, I want a picture. I want this. Give me autograph. Sign an autograph. Do this for me. Then if they don't do it, you now say, oh, they are mean, or you attack them. My dear, we are all humans at the end of the day. There is emotions. There is risk in public spaces. When you are out and about and people know you, me that is a homosexual, if I'm in Nigeria, I'm not going to everywhere and shouting to everybody that I'm gay. Of course, I will be living my life, but I'm going to be careful as well. Even here that I am, if I'm on the streets of Manchester, I'm not going to go and see somebody and say, oh, look at me, and just go to their face and start saying to them, oh, I'm gay. Of course, if they ask me, are you gay? I'm going to say, I'm gay, yes. But I'm not going to go and say to them, oh, what do you think about gay people? That would be me looking for people's troubles. But if I'm in my space and I'm posting something, my dear, it is not democracy here. It is dictatorship, oh. Let me tell you, my TikTok page is dictatorship. I post what I want to post. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. If I want to talk to you, I talk to you. But you are not going to see us in public and try to insult us. I'm just someone that advocates for what we are, representation. I just want to be here. I just want to be here. I just want to live my life. I just want to be able to talk and do what I need to do and do the things that I need to do in the right way. At the end of the day, I don't owe anybody anything. But what I do owe people is for people that are queer, people that are LGBTQIA+, that may be struggling, that may not be able to speak for themselves. That is why we are here. This is what representation looks like. I have thought about this a lot. I choose privacy every time. Just because of I'm in the public posting, talking to people on social media, doesn't mean I don't choose privacy. I always make sure that my private space is my private space. So if I'm somewhere, or if I'm at home, or if I don't want to tell you anything, I don't want to tell you anything, I tell you and I share the things I want you to know about. I'm not going to come out here and tell you every detail of my life. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it. I keep a secret. If you tell me something about you, I'm not going to tell it, and I'm not going to tell it to anybody, because there's no need. Online visibility. Oh my God. There is power of queer. There is power. Is it of queer? Or should I say in queer visibility on social media? And there is pressure as well. So the pressure is a lot of people who have their stereotypical ideas of what a queer person looks like and what you should do and how they think that you should speak, act, and behave in public. The way they police how you speak, the expressions that you make. These are the negative pressures. Then there's the positive pressure, right? The fact that you want to be able to represent and do the things that is good and help other queer people in the way, in the best way possible and be a good example. There's power in being visible and representing. So there may be someone, and I know there's a lot of people, young and old, who are navigating this world as queer people, but they are not as confident as someone like me to be out publicly. So sometimes when you are visible like this, you are speaking for people who cannot speak for themselves. And that is the problem. It is not easy. The thing is, you are going to get a lot of trolling, hate, and performative support. Boy, the number of trolling and hate I have received is mad. And I'm not going to lie to you. I know people who have done their performative support towards me. I know this, and I can tell one when I see it. But it is not in my place to say anything to people who do all their performative nonsense, because some people will support you. This has happened a lot of times. I'm just going to give an example here. There's a lot of people, some women, who will be around gay men, but they are actually homophobic. They will be friends with you. They will go out with you. They will talk with you, speak to you. Just wait until their son or their brother is gay, or you, their friend, do something to them that they don't like. All their homophobia will come out. The insults they will rain on you will have everything to do with you being gay, you being nonsense, you being evil. All their homophobic nonsense will come in the types of insult they will give to you. If you think I'm lying, go and check on social media and watch some programs. You will see women who are friends with gay men. As soon as they have any problems, all their homophobia will come out. That is when they will tell you, oh, I'm a Christian. The church said this. The church said that. The Bible said that. This one said that. My religion said this. It is bad. You are evil. Everything about them will come out in the open. They will start to move mad towards you. So just be wary of friends like this. In regards to trolling and hate, if you are insulting me and I don't know you and you don't mean anything to me, I will not pay you any attention. I just want to let you know something here. Being visible doesn't always mean being seen. Sometimes you'll be visible here and people don't care about you, and they will pretend that they care about you. I just want you to know this. Just be careful the types of people you move around with. I have come across people on these social media platforms that I'm on that I know are the best people, and they know themselves. They are amazing. You all know yourselves. When you meet the right people, you meet the right people. And when you meet the bad people, the wrong people, you will know. Of course, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have disagreements. That's what happens in dynamics like this. But the right people are the right people, my dear. Living out loud versus living softly. My dear, I define being out on my own terms. I'm living out loud on my own terms, and I'm living softly. If you watch one of the videos I posted where I was asking my man, what does he like about me? And we were talking all of these things. And he mentioned something about the way I use plenty lotions and things like this. If you don't know, I love to pamper myself, and I love fashion. Loving fashion as well doesn't mean I have to spend a lot of money. One thing I wasn't doing for myself earlier, like a few years ago, was I always put everyone before me. So if I want something, I will always think about my relatives. I will think about my nephew. I will think about everybody, my sisters, my friends. And I will not really think about myself, about taking care of myself and getting the things that I want and the things that I need. Now I no longer do that. That doesn't mean I don't help. If I have the money, I still do. I will do this year, and I'm saving for that. But you have to always live softly. Think about yourself first before anybody. Be selfish sometimes. It is okay. Because the thing is, if you are sick, if you are not healthy, if you haven't taken care of yourself, how are you going to be able to take care of people around you? That is why I always try as much as possible to take the time out to take care of me, to be soft, to be amazing to myself. I have embraced softness. I have embraced vulnerability and safety without ever explaining to anybody. If I feel like crying today, even if I'm on TikTok live, on YouTube live, on Instagram, in public, if I feel like crying, if I feel sad, I'm going to cry without shame. And I'm not going to explain to you. If I feel that my safety is important to me, I'm going to prioritize that. There's a difference between public joy and private boundaries. So you need to learn how to balance public joy with private boundaries. So the things that are private to me are private to me. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to play with you and all of these things. Even though that we are laughing and I'm joyful and I'm smiling with you, doesn't mean that I don't have boundaries. I know the things that are private to me, and I know the things that I'm ready to share and that I'm okay to be sharing with you. And this should be the same for everybody. I cannot overemphasize this. A lot of our people of African descent, especially you Nigerians, those from Ghana, from Cameroon, Uganda, Burkina Faso, all of us, all our African brothers, we don't know how to respect boundaries and people's privacy. We don't know how to respect people's privacy. It is important that we learn how to do this. If I say to you that I don't want to share anything, no means no. The number of times some wayward people have come to me on TikTok and said to me, I want to be your friend. And I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. I don't know you. I don't want to be friends with someone that is moving mad like you. I don't. Respecting other people's journeys. Can I say that again? Respecting other people's journeys. Let me check the time. Oh my God, I have football match to watch tonight. And I think I'm going to be on TikTok live as well when I'm watching this football. Okay. Yes, respecting other people's journeys. Understanding that everyone's queer story unfolds differently. Our stories are different. We are not a monolith. We have different versions of queer people. We have different versions of LGBTQIA plus individuals. It is important for you to understand this. My journey is totally different from other people's journey, and I understand this. That is why when people speak to me, I listen to them. I respect their stories, even though my story is never going to be the same. And I know I was so angry with a friend of mine recently. I'm just giving him some time just for him to get through whatever and see what he says to me, because he really, really annoyed me. I understand his journey. One thing that really, really made me mad was when he said to me, I'm not desperate. That really, really annoyed me. But you have to understand that our stories is never going to be the same. We have our path and we are going to go through that. If I have you as a friend, whatever it is that you're going through, I'm going to always be there for you. I want to let you know something, that forcing people to come out is violence. I'm going to explain this to you. Forcing people to come out is violence, not liberation. Because you can hold space for somebody in private without judgment. This is why I always say to people, you don't need to come out. Because if you force someone to come out, it may be detrimental to their mental well-being. It may be detrimental to their life. It can cause them to lose everything. Some people may not be able to endure the rejection, the judgments, the insults, and things like this. What I am doing, a lot of people won't be able to do it. It is not easy. This is why I always preach that you should make peace with yourself. Be at peace with you. That is fundamental. Being peace with you and making peace with who you are, it's important. You do not need to come out. You do not need to force anybody to come out. Because when you do this, what you are doing is you are making them decide. And they may not be ready. So many people may never be ready, may never come out. And that is okay. But what is important is make peace with who you are. Understand that being queer, being gay, being a trans woman, being a trans man, being gender non-conforming, LGBTQIA+, is not a taboo. It is not a sin. Be happy with who you are. You are not wrong. As long as you know this, that is okay. I am saying this here. Never force anyone to come out. Never do it. And never ever try to out people who have not moved mad towards you. I understand sometimes some men can be DL, be homosexual and religious, and they will come to public spaces and attack queer people whilst being queer themselves. In situations like that, I will still also ask you to proceed with caution, because you never know what people's traumas are. You don't know what their trauma is. You don't know what their trauma are. You don't know what their trauma is. I don't know the right word to say here now. My brain is full. They may be going through a lot, and you coming to do whatever because of they've insulted you may push them to break down or go through a rabbit hole or harm themselves. It may cause them to do something to themselves. So you have to be careful. I want to let you know that you should always be careful with this, please. Making room for both in this situation is how to be proud and protect at the same time. In this situation is how to be proud and protect yourself and protect who you are and make room for both. You can be proud of who you are and protect yourself at the same time. I'm gay. People know that I'm gay. I say this all the time. But I protect myself. I am proud and I am protected. I'm in a situation, not a situation, I'm in a relationship where I feel protected, where I feel happy. I'm in friendship dynamics that are wonderful, that are protective of me, that we protect each other, that we are there for each other. And these are the things that you need to do for yourself as well. This may not really make sense to a lot of people. Actually, I'm not explaining it the way I want to explain it, but I hope it makes sense to you. This is the thing. When you look at how to show up all the time, there are times whereby I come on TikTok live and I'm like, I'm going to come back later. And I will be like, oh, I'm going to come back and I won't come back. Because I work, I do all my social media, everything is me. And I'm on TikTok live and all of these things. It can be a lot sometimes, right? And if you are not careful, you're going to suffer burnout. There was a time where I was saying to my man, am I suffering from burnout? Because I was so, maybe that's what's happening to me because I've been so tired this week, but I feel really, really vigorous today. I'm invigorated today. I feel okay today, but I'm tired as well. You know what I mean? So you have to be careful. You just have to find ways when you are doing things like this for you not to suffer from any burnout. I'm just saying, in life generally. So me showing up for myself and community, I need to do that in a way whereby I don't suffer burnout. And I'm careful of this. I'm wary of this. And I'm always doing what needs to be done. That's why it needs to be done. That's why if I require to rest, I do so. If I require not to post anything sometimes, I do so. Like I've not posted a YouTube vlog. I color graded my YouTube vlogs. A particular vlog that I want to edit. And I haven't done it. Because sometimes you need to take time for yourself. Because what is the point of you doing all of these things and then you become sick? You know what I mean? I want to make this clear. Visibility is a personal choice for me, not a requirement. Visibility and representation is a personal choice for me, not a requirement. I am not required to do this, but it's something that I have chosen that I want to do. I want to be visible because I want to do it. That's what it is. I'm going to do it. And I will continue to do it. I will try my best. Like today, I was so like, do I even record this? But I'm recording this and I'm here. I want to let you know that you are amazing. Can I ask you a question, all of you that are listening today? What does safe visibility look like for you right now? What does safe visibility and representation look like for you right now? What does it mean to be out in a way that honors your safety and your spirit? What does it feel like? I want you to let me know. Another thing I want you to know, to do for yourself, is to know and understand that our journeys are different. Stop looking at other people, what they do, how they live their life. My story is never going to be your story. What I'm doing is never going to be what you are going to do and what you are going to be aspiring to do. I'm not saying you shouldn't look up to people. Of course, it is okay to do so. Look up to people. But in looking up to people, understand that you are two different people. We are all different. If you want to, you can write to this podcast. You can write to info@myownkindofrunway.com. I want you to know that you are not alone. We are in this together. Being LGBTQIA+ is not wrong. It is not un-African. Gayness, queerness, trans women, trans men, trans people, gender non-conforming people does not have culture. You can be black, white, Asian, African. You can be from anywhere and still be queer. I want you to know that you are loved. You are amazing. I have been Charles. I will see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful time. Lots of love. Love is love.